All right, let's dive in. Today, it's all about those little clues that can tell you, hey, this person's ready to buy. Those buying signals, right? And as a real estate agent, those signals, man, those are pure gold.
Absolutely. It's like deciphering a code, figuring out what your client is really thinking.
So more closed deals, happier clients, the whole nine yards. And we've got a killer lineup to help us crack that code. We're going to start with Dan Locke. He breaks down these six essential buying signals and how ridiculously easy they are to miss.
Oh, yeah. It happens all the time. Agents get so caught up in showcasing a property that they miss those subtle cues. A missed opportunity right there.
Exactly. And Locke uses these super relatable examples like, you know, when you're in a store and you see something you just have to have, you start touching it, picturing it in your home.
And you're asking all these specific questions like, is it the right size? Does it come in different colors?
That's a classic buying signal right there. And it's the same in real estate. Imagine you're showing a house and your client just keeps lingering in the kitchen. They're asking about the appliances, how much counter space there is.
They might even start talking about how their family could gather there for
Oh,
holidays.
yeah, they start picturing their life in that space. Even if they don't realize it, they're already halfway to saying yes.
It's all about visualization. That's what gets them hooked.
And then there was those questions, you know, not just about the house, but how it fits into their life. Like they're not just asking if there's a fireplace. They want to know, is it wood burning? Is the mantle big enough for stockings? It's like they're already planning those cozy winter nights.
They're trying to see the bigger picture. Does this property check all the boxes?
And those possessive statements, oh man, those are gold. When they start saying, our backyard would be perfect for not the backyard.
They haven't even signed anything yet, but they're already claiming ownership.
That's a huge clue. You know they're getting serious.
Man, thinking about this, I can definitely remember some showings where I totally missed those subtle cues.
Oh, we've all been there. But the more we understand these signals, the better we get at recognizing them and responding in the right way.
Absolutely. Another signal Locke talks about is questions about the price, which might seem obvious, but it's not always a direct question.
Right. It could be about financing options, potential discounts, even just casually mentioning their budget. They're testing the waters.
And then there's that point when they start asking about the nitty-gritty, like closing dates, HOA rules, move-in timelines.
That's when you know they're really thinking about making it happen.
They're picturing themselves moving in, starting their new life in that house.
Exactly. And let's not forget about those risk minimization questions. Those are actually a good sign.
Like, they're asking about warranties, the crime rate in the neighborhood. It sounds negative.
But it means they're interested. They just want reassurance. They're looking to you to address those concerns. It's your chance to build trust. You know, be their guide. Help them feel confident about making that big decision.
Exactly. You're not just a salesperson, you're a problem solver.
Okay, so we've covered a lot of ground with these six buying signals. Now, I'm really curious to see how we can actually use this stuff to close deals, right? So we know how to spot those buying signals. Now let's talk strategy. This training document is all about closing techniques. Like, how do we actually get those signatures on the dotted line?
And a key point here is you got to start closing from the get-go. Don't wait till the very end, you know?
Yeah. Build that momentum throughout the whole process. It's not just showing properties and hoping for the best.
Right, you're actively guiding them towards that decision, like you're leading the dance.
Okay, I like that. Lead the dance. So, one of the techniques they mention here is this now or never close, creating a sense of urgency.
Oh yeah, that's a classic. You know, limited time offer, interest rates are about to go up, that sort of thing.
Anything to make them feel like, hey, I got to jump on this now.
Exactly. It taps into that fear of missing out, loss aversion, they call it.
So, for example, you could mention that a similar house in the neighborhood just sold way above asking price.
Right. Suddenly, your listing seems like an even better deal.
They don't want to miss out on that, right?
Sure.
Okay, this one's interesting. The sharp angle, close. This is how you handle price objections.
Yes. Instead of getting defensive or dropping the price right away, you kind of flip the script.
So let's say they say, this house is great, but the price is a bit steep.
You could say, I hear ya. If I could get the seller to come down a bit, would you be ready to make an offer?
Ooh, I see. You're turning their objection into a commitment.
Exactly.
You're working with them, not against them.
It's a collaboration.
Yeah.
Okay, this next one's a head scratcher, the takeaway close. Sounds like you're making the offer less appealing.
It's counterintuitive, I know, but it works. It's about scarcity. Like, think of it this way. You're at a market. You see this amazing antique lamp. The seller says, this is the last one I got.
Okay, yeah, suddenly that lamp is way more interesting. Right. Scarcity makes it more desirable. So in real estate, you might say, if you don't need the finished basement, we can always exclude that.
So you're taking something away to make the whole thing seem more valuable.
Exactly. And they might actually be willing to pay more for what's left.
Wow, that's wild. So the way we frame things really matters, huh? But all these techniques, it's not just about being tricky, right?
Oh, absolutely not. These are just tools. The foundation is always building a genuine relationship with your client.
Understanding their needs, their goals, their dreams. You're their advocate, not just trying to close a deal.
Exactly. And speaking of those long-term relationships, that brings us to Ryan Serhant and this incredible story.
Yeah. He closed this multi-million dollar deal with a client he'd known for like a decade. That's playing the long game.
It is. And right. It shows the power of investing in relationships.
So Ryan Serhant, right. Real estate rock star. He closed this massive deal, millions of dollars, with a client he met like 10 years before.
10 years. Yeah. It's a testament to long-term relationship building. You don't see that enough.
He met this woman, Alice, and she wasn't even thinking about buying at that point. But he just stayed in touch.
He was sending her listings every week, you know, just checking in, providing value. For 10 years.
Man, most agents would have given up after, what, a couple months?
Right. But he saw the potential. He wasn't just thinking about the immediate sale.
He was planting seeds, nurturing that relationship, knowing that one day it might pay off.
And boy, did it pay off. $16 million sale when Alice was finally ready to buy.
It's amazing. But it's not just that he stayed in touch. He really took the time to understand her. Her needs, her lifestyle, her dreams.
He knew exactly what she was looking for. And that comes from years of building that relationship.
He wasn't just showing her any fancy property. It had to be the right fit.
Absolutely. It was about finding her dream home, not just making a sale.
You know, you can just tell Serhant loves what he does. He's so passionate about real estate, about helping people. And that's got to be contagious, right?
Oh, yeah. Authenticity goes a long way. Clients can spot a fake a mile away. But when you genuinely care, they feel that. It builds trust.
And Serhant's a big believer in constant learning, right? Always studying the market, improving his skills.
Yeah, the real estate game's always changing. You got to stay ahead of the curve if you want to be the best.
And even someone like Serhant, super successful, he still needs systems, right? Time management, focus, talks about finder time, keeper time, doer time.
It's brilliant. You got to prioritize, be efficient. Otherwise, you're just spinning your wheels.
So we've talked about buying signals, closing techniques, building those relationships. What's the big takeaway for our listeners?
Well, it's not just one thing. It's a combination, right? You got to be a detective, strategist, and a genuine caring person.
Yeah, put it all together. Psychology, strategy, human connection.
And at the end of the day, it's not just about selling houses. It's about helping people find their place in the world.
Couldn't said it better myself. Before we wrap up, any final thoughts? A question for our listeners to ponder.
Yeah. We talked about all these closing techniques, but remember, every client is different. Every situation's unique. So the question is, how can you adapt these techniques to fit your individual clients and their needs?
That's a great point. Find what works for you, what works for the people you're helping. Well, that's about it for our deep dive into buying signals and real estate sales. Hope you learned some valuable stuff today. See you next time.